We have more districts that do drug testing now than we did when I started with this policy department at MSBA a few years back, yes.
But it doesn't sound like it's something that school districts are really rushing to get into.
No. Yeah. I do not see, this is not something that, you know, people are just clamoring and waiting in line for. But I have seen a fairly consistent rise in the number.
Okay. And how long have you been with MSBA?
Well, I've been here in some capacity since 2001.
Okay.
So I've been here about 10 years. I started with the policy department as director of the policy department in 2003, I think. So okay. It's been a while.
Is this something you're seeing more likely in urban districts than in rural districts, I would think?
No. It's rather the opposite. I really tend to see the drug testing more in the what we would often refer to as the non-I-70 districts, for the most part.
That surprises me. I have to be honest with you. I would think that drugs would be more of a problem in the cities than in the rural areas. What's going on in rural areas that prompts school districts more likely in rural areas to look into this kind of situation?
I could not tell you. I can guess. I can speculate. My speculation is that there is more resistance from the community to drug searches in the more suburban and urban areas. And there is less resistance in the smaller or more rural areas. It's not so much that they have a larger problem or that they have a problem at all, but the community is more accepting of it.
You were telling me that actually you do get records on, what would we say, about 20% of the school districts in the state, and then you get information from about one-fourth of that 20%. Is that one way to break it down?
Well, the best way to break it down is to say of the 522 school districts in the state, we fully manage the policy of about 196 of those. And of those 196, about a quarter have a policy. I'm not saying they even drug test. All I can tell you is that they have a policy that allows them to do student drug testing and establishes a procedure for doing so.
Of the districts that do seem to have a policy of some kind,
mm-hmm.
are there immediate penalties like suspensions or expulsions built in? Do you know what do they get if they do the testing?
That's easy. That's legal. They can't suspend. If you do random drug testing based on the Supreme Court cases that are out there, and there's two that deal with this, U.S. Supreme Court cases, and based on those two cases, districts can't just randomly drug test all students and then throw them out of school if they test positive. All drug testing is related to participation in extracurricular activities, and in some cases, also in order to obtain a parking pass. So the ramifications for having a positive drug test are exclusion from activities or perhaps loss of privileges to park on the district parking lot.
Do many districts offer some kind of counseling on drug programs, on drug issues, whether they have mandatory testing or not? But I would think, especially if you have testing, do they offer or require any kind of counseling if somebody's testing positive?
In general, school districts most school districts provide students with information about local programs for drug and alcohol counseling, for mental health counseling, those sorts of things. So those are available from schools. In terms of students who test positive, many of the districts who have policies will encourage students to seek counseling and seek treatment by offering them an incentive. For instance, if you know you test positive in one of these random searches and you are excluded from your activity for 30 days, if you will seek counseling and bring us evidence that you have seen a counselor or been through a treatment program or something, we will cut that to 10 days or something like that. So not all of them, but a lot of districts do encourage that kind of activity by providing a reward.
Do you have any indication what kind of drugs kids are testing positive for?
No, I don't
areas?
Know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I have read articles like you have. The number one drug in schools is alcohol. I mean, that's the number one abused drug by students, according to national statistics and such.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people just never, if you ask people what the most abused drug is, they're never going to say alcohol.
I know.
They just don't think of alcohol as a drug.
They don't think of alcohol as a drug, but it's the most readily available. It's the cheapest. You don't have to Google much to find drug use in school to find that alcohol is the number one use. But I don't know that what our schools are. I'll tell you quite frankly, the stories I'm told. These aren't just not no data, no statistics. But when I hear back from school districts who are doing drug testing, they seldom have anyone test positive.
That means that it works.
Could mean it works. Could mean that they just don't have a lot of kids that are in their activities that are taking drugs.
Has the association taken any kind of a policy stand as an association in favor of mandatory testing, or even for that matter, statutory requirements for mandatory testing?
No.
Okay, it's completely a local governance issue.
This is completely a local decision. We did, after many requests from our member districts, we did put together a sample drug testing policy that we could provide districts if they were wanting to look at one, because much of what we were seeing that they turned into us, they'd not consulted legal counsel. It was not in accordance with what the Supreme Court had said it should be, and we thought it would be better to be able to provide one that we knew would fall within the law as it is currently defined, rather than let the school districts just create their own. So we do have a model that's available for school districts.
Have you folks taken a look at any national trends and what's happening in schools in other states or throughout the country
No.
in this field?
I have not.
Okay. Well, I just want to touch base. That one line jumped right out at me, and I thought, oops, well, that's certainly a significant number.
It is. It's much more significant than it used to be.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I'm really surprised that we're getting more rural than urban areas. But I guess you're right. Our rural areas simply are less tolerant of this kind of behavior.
I believe that's it. I believe that has been the reason. I don't have any reason other than I have taught in those areas, and I just know that there's far more. The same thing is true for pet spanking. You will tend to find more, at least policies that allow for corporal punishment. I'm not saying they're actually doing it, but policies that allowed for it in, you won't find those in the urban areas.
Really?
No.
So spanking is more popular outstate than it is in the city.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is it fairly universal outstate?
I used to have those stats, too, but at one time it was something like 50% of the districts in Missouri allowed for it, of what we knew, based on our numbers.
Now, when you say spanking, how do you folks define spanking? Because I know that gets to be a kind of a ticklish issue. How do you go too far?
There's actually a statutory definition of what constitutes permissible corporal punishment. And that's the definition we use. There's a statute that says, and that's the reason school districts do it. We have a state law that says they can. And there are some guidelines. It has to be a witness and, you know, but that's statutory. We didn't make that up, so.
Would you think there'd be more drug testing if there was a statutory provision that said districts can do this? In effect, removing the local decision? Or giving them some protection, I guess?
That would be speculation,
yeah.
But I just don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that.
I would tell you this. One of the first things we tell a district to do, when they call and they say, do you have a model drug testing policy? We're thinking about implementing a random drug testing program. We will tell them the first thing you need to do is you need to get input from your students, from your staff, and from your community about this. So first, let's test the water and see what kind of support you have out there for this policy. And that is always our advice to them, is first get the backing of your community, because we've had districts that, quite frankly, and I can't give you a name off the top of my head, but anecdotally, they decided to implement one without going to the community first, and the community absolutely threw a fit and said, we won't tolerate it. Well, at that point, it's not worth it when you've got the parents protesting and that sort of thing. So it's very important that the first thing that districts do is see, get a feel for the community. I say that with the idea that, of course, if I'm in a district where I have a demonstrated serious drug problem, I may do this even if the community is not supportive of me. I don't know that I would, but as far as I know, I don't. When I read the newspapers and watch TV, I don't see a lot of districts that are just, you know, selling drugs in every hallway. But
well, is the proper approach then for a district to say, look, folks, we've had some drug issues in the community, and we think that a program like this would be beneficial, as opposed to going to the people and say, hey, we're going to start this because we've got a problem?
Well, I don't even know that I would tell them we have a problem. And I think you will find that school districts aren't really wanting to say that. But I do think that you should go to them and say, and this is, again, anecdotally, what I hear from school districts that are wanting to implement a drug testing program is that it's not because they think they have a lot of kids who do drugs. It's because they want to give the kid an excuse to say no. It's a way to deal with the peer pressure. I play basketball, and we've got that drug testing policy. So I just can't. And several districts have, people from several districts, board members, have expressed that to me, that the reason they have a policy is as that's a tool their students can use to avoid peer pressure.
And boy, peer pressure is no greater than it is when you're in high school.
That's right. So that is the motivation behind most, at least in my opinion, the motivation is to offer students another tool to avoid the peer pressure.